everybody. Please have a seat. We'll have announcements.
Good morning, church. I just have the announcements for today. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery from infant to 3 years old will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Our Sunday school children will be in the service, and we have coloring papers for them in the back. Our summer jam camp is happening on the third week in August, so we encourage you to sign your children up and have them invite a friend. We will be having another baptism on July 28th. If this is something you would like to know more about, contact the church office or talk to Pastor Lewis. If you would like prayer today, there will be people stationed in the back corner that will pray for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
how we came today, we're choosing to praise. We're choosing to externalize what we feel inside about, and what we know inside about the Lord. I had a lot of conversations this week about contentment in all things, and it's just, it's easy, of course, when the sun's shining, right? The sun doesn't always shine, and then that's when we choose. Such a way that we can just hear your voice loudest and just say, yes, Lord. Yes to you in every way. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Feel free to greet each other. And kids, if you didn't grab your crayons, grab them now.
Good morning. I don't know if you checked out, if your kids, you checked out the coloring books close enough, but if you didn't, there are candy bags there too. They said I could only have one. I'm thinking of coming to church more often if they have these kind of things. This morning, we're going to use 1 Chronicles to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, David says in verse 10 and 11, O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours. O Lord, this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Let us now join in these words. We praise you. We adore you. You're over all things. Echo this truth to God over and over in your hearts. In confession in verse 17, David writes, I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there. God knows all the things lurking in our hearts and minds and the things revealed in our actions. Come confess your sins to him who forgives all things. Choose integrity over sin. Thanksgiving, verse 13, 14, David writes, O our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. We too are overwhelmed by the richness of his love, of his lavish gifts that he has given us. Let us thank him for all he has given and respond in generosity to his immense generosity. Thank you for all that you've given us. Supplication. At the close of David's prayer, he writes in verse 18, 19, O Lord, the God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, make your people always want to obey you. See to it that their love for you never changes. Give my son Solomon a wholehearted desire to obey all your commands, laws, and decrees, and do everything necessary to build this temple, for which I've made these preparations. What is the work that God has placed before us to accomplish with a wholehearted obedience? We ask God to direct our path and to help us obey him in our home life, places of work, at school. Bring your requests before him now, inviting him into your week. We pray for Lou and Harold, for Judy Ann's family, for Wayne and Kendra, Cynthia and Jill, Bev Primo's family, Shannon and Cam, Ernie's family, Marcia and Neville, Monique and Wilford, for Angel, Faith, for Don and Thea's family, for Kevin and Corrine's family, Vicky's healing, for Sean and Chantel, Isaac and Corrine, for Linda and Ron, and then some of the places around the world, Afghanistan, Albania, Israel, Lebanon, Gaza, Haiti, United States and Canada. God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests. Oh God, you know our hearts. We give these to you, these things that weigh our hearts down, and pray that you would meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Psalm 37, verses 23 through 31. The steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. When he falls, he will not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or his descendants begging bread. All day long he is gracious and lends, and his descendants are a blessing. Depart from evil and do good, so you will abide forever. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his godly ones. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps do not slip.